This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, sevillepodcast.com.
Searching for my lost sugar salt.
Dave Norris is the mayor of the city of Charlottesville, and he joins me live in studio, and also the executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Charlottesville. Right. How's that going?
It's going well. We've got a good staff in place, good team in place. We've got a brand new website we just unveiled. We've got a new Facebook page, and
Making all sorts of good changes.
Some good fundraisers coming up and trying to help a lot of kids here in the Central Virginia.
How many kids are we talking about that plug into that organization?
Right now we have about 60 or 70, but there's a huge need for more. We need more volunteers. We need more financial support to be able to, increase the hours of our staff and provide the staff support. So
yeah,
BBBSOCBR.org is a great way to find out more. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Blue Ridge.
There you go. Yeah. Dave Norris in studio. Now, you made some news recently.
Did I?
You did indeed. How about that? You are want to do that every week, aren't you?
Comes with the position, I think.
Yeah. You asked for a new demand analysis. Did you do that? Was the news story right? And to remind us what that is and why you would be asking for something.
Although I don't know that it's necessarily news. I've been actually saying this for over a year now that the demand... This is for the long-term community water supply plan, and the projections of water need that the existing sort of framework are built upon overstate the actual demand pretty significantly. And so the question is, are we going to build a water supply for a level of demand that we're not actually going to see? And should we not scale back the plan and save potentially tens of millions of dollars, if not more, with a more accurate plan?
And this is what we've been hearing for years from the folks who are advocating for a big new water supply plan that costs hundreds of millions of dollars that we don't have. They're saying you can dredge all you want, but it's not going to give you the water you need. And they're referencing the demand analysis, which is the study that is right. driving all of this, which right. shows you purportedly, how much water you quote right. unquote need. Tell us about that demand analysis.
Well, it's based on data from about 2001. The analysis was finished in about 2003, 2004. What we know now is the actual demand, 10 years or 9 years later, is about, I think this year is about 28% lower than where we're projected to be on that analysis.
That analysis is off by about a third already, just after 10 years,
a quarter, yeah.
And it's supposed to project out 50 years.
Right. So I think there's a reasonable argument to be made that we need to revise the demand projection based on what we're actually seeing and based on what we expect to happen over the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years in terms of new technology that's coming online, in terms of water saving measures, in terms of, all the things that we're doing to save water, reduce water consumption, and then revise the plan accordingly. I don't want to come up with a plan that's not going to give us enough water. I'm not interested in starving this community of water. I just want to make sure that we don't end up spending a whole lot more money, a huge amount of money, than we actually need to spend.
Money we don't have, Dave.
Money, right? Everybody's overstretched as it is, and why increase rates? Why increase infrastructure when we don't need it?
Yeah, we're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. He's live in studio. And the question for you at 977-1070 is, do you support a new demand analysis? Do you support this study? Do you agree with Mayor Norris that we need to reevaluate our demand?
And if I can, Coy, what the news part of what happened last week was that Tom Frederick with the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority said, well, we can do the revised analysis, but it's going to be it could be as late as November 2011 by the time that it's done. And basically, I said, I don't want to wait that long. Like, we have. We can get this piece of it done earlier than that. We need to get it done earlier than that. And we need to come to a decision sooner rather than later on the water supply plan. I don't want to put this decision off another year and a half. I want to come to a decision this year based on the best data And that's that's what I pushed for at the last city council meeting. And I'm hoping we can speed that process up and get it done quickly.
We're talking with Dave Norris. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. Do you think if Tom Frederick and his, you know, the folks that are with him on this 50-year water supply plan, he's been a strong advocate of this plan. Do you think he's stalling a study like this?
Well, I think what the motive there is that they want to go ahead and get this new dam built and get, or, you know, get it started at least, and get underway, get this plan underway, implementation of the plan underway before a new demand analysis is done and they find out that it actually doesn't or may not justify all this.
So go ahead and start building it and then do the study later.
Right. And I should note that the
that's
state...
a good use of public funds, isn't it?
The state requires every locality to do this kind of demand analysis, but the deadline for doing it isn't until November 2011. And so my point is, let's get it done earlier and let's revise the plan accordingly. Let's not rush into doing a plan that's not justified on the data.
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. Let me ask you to put those on, and we'll go to the phones. The phone lines are open for you at 977-1070. Ted is on the line in Charlottesville. Ted, thanks so much for the call. You go right ahead.
Hi, Corey. I can barely hear you, but I'm going to go ahead.
I fixed it. Go ahead. Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, that's better. Maybe I'm oversimplifying this, and I've been accused of that. But Mayor Norris said that the projection that they have, they believe, is 28% too high. Well, instead of waiting for another 12, 18 months for a new demand, why don't they just cut the projection by 20% and make a plan based on that? That'll give them a little wiggle room in case things don't turn out quite like they think they are.
Dave, is Ted oversimplifying? Or
well, slightly. I mean, because when you do the demand analysis, you have to take a whole wide variety of factors and plug them all into a formula. There's about 15 different steps you have to take that it's required by state law. And all these different criteria and factors that you have to take into account, and then come up with a number that accurately, I mean, it's all speculation to a certain extent. I mean, looking 50 years out, you know, who knows what's going to happen, but,
yeah, yeah.
But there is an art to this, and, there is a science to this. And, I just think, you know, and I don't want to say right now that it's going to be 20% because it may not be that much or maybe more. And I want it based on accurate data. We have most of the data in hand already. Mr. Frederick said that his staff doesn't have the expertise to do the demand analysis, in which case, so then I suggested, well, there's plenty of firms out there that do this for a living. Let's bring one of them in, let's get it done quickly, and let's move on.
So another consultant study.
Yeah, I mean, that's the unfortunate part is I wish we had the expertise in-house to do it. That would be my strong preference, but it sounds like if we're going to do it in-house, it would be... Well, I don't even know if we have the expertise to do it in-house.
But. How come our water board doesn't have the expertise to do a demand analysis? You would think that would be something that they would know how to do, right?
Well,
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean I'm clearly ignorant of that. I would think that the people who do water engineering for a living and are paid by public money here in our community could do something like that.
Well, that was actually my assumption as well, Coy. But Mr. Frederick said at the last city council meeting that they did not have that expertise in-house, in which case, it's not going to be nearly the scale or scope or expense as all these other studies we've been doing. It's a much tighter, much more focused project here. It's all spelled out in state regulations about what needs to be done. I suspect it could be done in a matter of, weeks.
Ted, thank you for the call. And before we go to Robbie in Charlottesville, you could hear sort of in Ted's voice maybe a little bit of frustration, another study. And clearly there's a lot of people that feel that way, that, you know, we're just studying things to death and not doing anything. What are your thoughts on that? Because I'm sure you hear that from folks.
Well, I want to come to a decision point, and I want it to be based on the best possible information. And if that means spending... $10,000, $5,000 now to save tens of millions of dollars down the line, to me, that's a good investment.
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, and Robbie is on the program. He's in Charlottesville. Robbie, go right ahead.
Yes, I just got one comment, and then I'll hang up and listen. With all the studies that we do in Charlottesville and Albemarle County, looks like we have the expertise to look it up. I mean, after all, Just look at the 250 bypass, the McIntyre Railroad extension. I mean, we've got plenty of experience on studying all that. We certainly ought to be able to do something on the water line.
Yeah. But I guess the point is that these studies that have been done historically around here have been contracted out by people who do those for a living, right?
Yeah, they have expertise in the field. I'll give you one example of a study that is currently underway that I think people are finding to have been a very good investment is this study about dredging the South Fork Rivanna
Tell
Reservoir.
Tell us about that.
Where the initial back of the envelope estimates by the quote unquote experts said that it could be as high, cost us as high as $220 million. To dredge that reservoir and dispose of the fill. The study, we insisted, the city insisted on doing a study to test that assumption, and it looks like it's going to be a small fraction of that amount. Yes, it costs money to do the study, but again, if it's going to save an enormous amount of money down the line, then that's...
And isn't that the whole point? I mean, and that's what I'm seeing in your leadership in Charlottesville is, let's spend a little bit of money because otherwise we are looking at a new water supply plan that's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars and make, you know, the folks who pay for water, who are on water, their rates are going to go through the roof. So before we jump into this, let's make sure that there's no alternative or no possible way to bring that ultimate cost down some.
Absolutely. And if I wasn't convinced that there is likely to be a better, cheaper, less environmentally destructive alternative, I wouldn't have supported these studies. But I'm convinced that there very likely is a better way, and that's going to save a lot of money and have less impact on the environment.
I tell you what, we're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. And I sort of take because I do local history, I can't help but take sort of a historian sort of long view of this stuff. And I see us, we are sort of rediscovering, you know, Rich Collins' vision when he was running the water board back in the day, you know, many years ago. And he was like, we need to invest in the infrastructure that we already have before we go out and build something new that we can't afford, and let's dredge. And he starts looking into that. And next thing you know, he's kicked off the water board and replaced by a developer. And next thing you know, we have this huge hundreds of millions of dollar water supply plan that is, you know, a developer's dream. And it's very interesting to see sort of that long view of what's been happening.
Well, it is very interesting, and I wish we had listened more to Rich back in the day. But, you know, Rich is one of the people that's been very influential in the push to get council to take a step back and take a harder look at the assumptions that undergird this plan. And I think a lot of those criticisms have played out, not all of them. I don't agree with everything the water supply critics have set forth, but I think their effort to encourage us to revisit some of those key assumptions has been dead on.
Yeah, and it's already paid off in this dredging study. I mean, we didn't know this stuff about the dredging that we do know now, and
right.
It's valuable information.
Absolutely.
Before we let you go, what's the latest on the McIntyre Road extended, the Meadow Creek Parkway,
favorite long-running controversy?
Yeah.
Let's see. We are now awaiting two federal permits that will allow the project to move forward. That will do two things. One is allow the project to move forward, and secondly, that will allow the opponents of the parkway to file their legal suit against this project. So in the coming weeks, we expect, if not, you know, month or two, we expect both of those permits to come through from the Army Corps of Engineers and the Federal Highways Administration. The FHA may take a little longer, but they're both coming through in the next couple months, are expected to come through. And that will then move the project to the next phase. What we have said as a city is that we want to make sure that the legal issues are resolved. And either way, if the court decides to put an injunction on this project because it was carried out illegally, then the project doesn't move forward. If the court gives the green light to the project, then the project happens.
Yeah. So before we start tearing up the park, let's let the legal cases move forward.
Absolutely. I think that's the response.
Are they going to grant a permit to the road that right now, the way it's designed, the McIntyre Road comes down off of Melbourne and just ends in a cul-de-sac in the park because they've been afraid to connect it to that that overpass, that new intersection, because that is what the whole legal suit is based on, that these roads connect.
Right. The legal suit is essentially arguing that the entire project is one project and has been illegally segmented into three individual projects in order to avoid having a federal environmental review of the project.
Because you can't use federal money to put a road to a park.
Well, you can, right? But you have to go. You have to jump over a whole lot of obstacles to do it. And
it's doubtful they would have been able to get through those hoops, which is arguably the argument goes why they said, "Oh no, we're not using the federal money to do this."
Right, which is why they don't want to show a map that links the interchange with the road that goes through the park, because that implies that they are linked.
Yeah, which they are.
They are.
Yeah. Gosh. Oh, man. America. America. Government. Wow. Right. Dave Norris, he's the mayor of the city of Charlottesville. Dave, thank you for being here.
Always a pleasure, Coy. Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.